This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Derek Sims. Good morning, Derek. How's it going?
Good morning, Hugh. It's going great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Glad to hear it. Now, the reason that we're talking is you have a project coming up in Palmerston North that you're kind of potentially looking for people to get involved with. So this is something that our listeners could maybe, you know, get in touch and be part of. And it's called Shadow of the Death Bird, which sounds like metal as all get out. But I don't know if it is actually metal.
It's not metal, but I guess it sort of derives from maybe where some metal derives from. But actually, Shadow of the Death Bird is it's a line in 1922's Nosferatu, whenever he lands in London,
right.
and people just start dying. They say, oh, the shadow of the death bird is upon us. That's where it comes from. But the way it pertains to this movie that we're making is the movie's about a child filmmaker. She is in love with making movies, and she's reading about films and stuff like that. And at some point, she's read this bit on silent film and Nosferatu. But inside of her own movies, this creature starts appearing, and it is kind of Max Schreck's Count Orlok from the movie, you know, and it kind of cripples her creatively, and she says, you know, oh, I can't continue with this movie. So anyway, it's just kind of an allegory for the artist's struggle of all the monsters of the world, whether it's financial, you know, or you know, artistic, or it can be anything that just kind of stands in the way of you making your work. It sort of manifests as an actual monster in this movie.
It's fascinating because, I mean, one of the things that I don't know if you find this, but I find myself haunted by in creative work is like creative work that other people have done, you know, like the feeling that what you're doing is in some way derivative, and being haunted by someone else's monster is kind of an element of that. So I guess the key thing is that, you know, this is a movie that you're looking at making, and the plan is to make it here in Palmerston North, yeah?
Yeah, well, so Palmerston North Creative Communities has given us some of the funding to make this, and we're about to, at the end of July, start raising money, more money, to bring in more people, bring in more crew, bring in more gear for the shoot. And so, yeah, it is a it's going to be shot in the area. The house that we're using is here in Palmy. It takes place in 1988, so we've got that sort of limitation of we have to have, you know, a chemist or a pharmacy, you know, that's period appropriate or that can be dressed to be period appropriate. But we're also using a lot of the natural areas, going over the Wairarapa to shoot at Waihi Falls. We're going up to the Apiti glowworms. We're going to shoot a bit up there. And so, like I said, it's about a child filmmaker, and in the film, she's making multiple films. And so you get to see there's a bit of a Western, and there's a bit of a kind of a Rambo knockoff, and then there's a Raiders of the Lost Ark sequence, you know. And so, it kind of goes to all these different places inside of a sort of family drama as well. And that family drama takes place, at least partially, in Palmerston North, yeah.
That's really cool because you don't necessarily think of Palmerston North as the kind of town where you can be involved in this kind of creative project, right?
Well, historically, that's the case, yeah.
And you know, peek behind the curtain, I have worked on a movie that you also worked on. I did on-set sound mixing stuff. And that's actually like a skill set quite unlike doing sound in other contexts, right? Like a lot of this stuff is skills that you will only pick up by being around and doing them. And so giving people the opportunity to get involved and pick up these kinds of skills is quite powerful.
Yeah. And well, you know that I taught at I taught for 5 years. I taught filmmaking here in Palmy, and I always wanted to kind of create a world and an industry that works here, you know. And I would tell students, it's kind of unfortunate that you have to go to Wellington or you have to leave here and go to Auckland, you know, if you want to continue doing these things that I'm teaching you to do. But, you know, and I would ask the powers that be, said, you know, well, why can't we do this here? Why can't we implement, you know, economic things, arts, you know, things? And also, I'll tell you, I've tried to get a film office. We're the only region to not have a film office.
That's astounding.
In the entire country, yes. Even Whanganui, they have one now. But yeah, Manawatu doesn't have one. And I've tried pitching that to people. I've tried getting our own film school started here, and it's lifted up and then deflated. You know, COVID didn't help that. But yeah, it's kind of frustrating. And a lot of times you're met with, well, why here? And my response to that is, why not here? You know?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I say flippantly that filmmaking is lies, but in the positive sense, right? Like everything that's on camera is intensely carefully curated, and you're seeing a tiny postcard-sized bit of a wider scene. And so a lot of stuff can absolutely be anywhere. And one of the things about Palmerston North is that if you're looking at, like, visually striking settings, we're a place where it's easy to get basically anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Like within an hour of here, you know, or 2 hours, definitely, you know, there's just about anything you could want. We have access to a lot of really cool places, and there are a lot of cool places close by. And yeah, why don't we have an industry here, Hugh? You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But I think it's because just it's a weird world that people don't understand. And historically, there's never really been that here. So why start now? I think that's a kind of feeling that pushes against this sort of idea. But hopefully, this is the beginning of a change. Because, like I said, we're trying to raise money to do this deal. The shoot will be October, first week of October. And then, sure, it'll have its premiere. And we're going to do the premiere here in Palmy as well. And then I haven't mentioned this yet, but it's actually a standalone short, but it's also a pilot to a television series. And so the kind of bigger plan beyond this is that this continues on into an 8 to 10 episode series in season one. And but that's a different story. But we're doing the pilot slash short film, which is a complete film in its own right. Because the TV series is an omnibus series like The Twilight Zone, so each episode is its own standalone sort of thing. And the TV series takes place in a fictional area of New Zealand where just the weird happens, right? And so – and if that happened, then it would be even more production coming into the area, hopefully. And yeah, that's the plan and the hope.
Well, look, this all sounds amazing. I think it is worth mentioning that you know, as you mentioned, you did teach filmmaking for 5 years or so at UCOL, mm-hmm. and you are an established filmmaker in your own right and a freelance cinematographer and all of that stuff. So this is not an untested venture by someone who's never done this.
Yeah, if you Google me, I've made the movies, and you can see some of them. They're on the Amazon Primes and the Apple TVs of the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, and people ask me, you know, why do you live here? And I say, why not live here? You know, I can have a sort of lifestyle block sort of life for my kids and raise a family and then, you know, travel out every other week to do projects and whatnot. And it's a great life. I'd rather have it no other way. I've actually refrained from moving to Auckland, refrained from moving to Wellington because I've lived in Los Angeles and I've lived in big cities and stuff, and it's fine. But that's not where I want to raise a family. And because New Zealand's so small, you can go out and do these things. But I would really love it if I could do them on my doorstep as well.
Amazing. So, look, if people are thinking, you know, I have these skills or I have skills adjacent to these, where would they go to find out the kind of people that you're looking for and try and get themselves involved?
Well, so what we're doing right now is the we've got part of the budget from Palmy Creative Communities, and then we're raising funding from Boosted. Whenever and that Boosted campaign will open up in a couple of weeks. We've been shooting a teaser to kind of show people what, you know, a visual style of what it can and will be, and that will be released. And then when we do the actual production in October, we will need some crew. We'll definitely need extras, especially child extras, because there's two sequences that take place in a school. So we're going to be shooting it over school holidays. And we'll put out a call It'll be hopefully in the newspaper, Manawatu Standard, and be on the heck. I might even holler at you and be like, hey, Hugh, could you put out a casting call for me, or an extras call? But there's a couple of sequences in a classroom. There will be roles as well, like even speaking roles, but we'll announce casting well after we get this funding, maybe around beginning of September.
Excellent. So at the moment, really what we want people to do is check out Shadow of the Death Bird on Boosted. I guess the teaser will go up there and people will be able to get a wee taste of where it's going.
Yeah, and there'll be the full pitch and everything on there and kind of where the money's going to go to. And yeah. And so that's going to run for 4 weeks from the end of July into August.
Amazing. All right. Well, look, thank you very much for coming and talking, Derek. And we might have a chat about this again in the future when you get closer to, you know, asking for kind of specific things from people.
Right. Cool. Thanks.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.